Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome Blog to the Vibrant
Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and I'm really excited to be here for a show. Excuse me. Yes, we had an audio clip ready to go that was a replay. Sorry about that, guys. Whee! That was bizarre. Anyway, welcome to the Vibrant Health Solutions radio show. I am Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and I am here today with a very special topic, a very special guest. It's a very timely and important topic. It's a serious topic, and we're going to talk about success. We're going to give people hope and give you something to look forward to if you or someone you love happens to be in a situation where breast cancer or cancer of any kind is in the picture. Getting that D diagnosis, that C diagnosis, sorry about that, that C diagnosis is really scary. And we have in the flesh someone who back in 2009 was sitting across the table from a doctor and got that dreaded diagnosis. You have breast cancer. And it's a story of triumph, and it's a story of hope, and it's a story of joy. So I would like to, with all my heart and lots of love, welcome my very special guest today, Venus DeMarco. Venus is the author of the book, The Healing Journey of My Bodacious Tatas. You can see, based on even the title of her book, that she went into this with an attitude that I believe is really, really important. So I'm going to let Venus tell her story, and because she does it so well, and I have some questions I want to ask, some burning questions that I know that you may have if you or someone you love has been in that situation that Venus was in a few years back. Or if you just want to have some, like, let's just say, tools in your toolbox in case that ever happens to you. So, Venus, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I'm thrilled to have you.
Well, let's see. In 2009, it was actually April 10th, 2009, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I had a 9-centimeter tumor in my right breast. And I did have two opinions, and both of the opinions were, yes, you have cancer, and we should do a double mastectomy, some chemo, lots of chemo. And I turned the first one down, and I knew I was never going to go the conventional route. I don't know what it was. To me, it was like God was saying, don't, I have a bigger plan for you. And it was almost like someone said, give me your arm and let me chop it off. Well, I wouldn't willingly do that, so I wasn't going to willingly cut my breasts off without really checking out everything. I got a second opinion, same thing. There was a lot of fear and frenzy around me because I was very calm about it and just said, no, you know, I've decided I'm going to be this human guinea pig and go out and see what the truth is, because I've been in the skincare business for 35 years and I've seen cystic acne cured in 90 days through diet, detoxing, and the right products on their skin. And to me, I look at disease almost all the same. Mm-hmm. You know, that it comes from chronic inflammation. It comes from emotion. It comes from bad eating habits, which causes bad emotions, which also causes inflammation, as we all know, or we don't know, but you do now. And,
yeah, you know, you say that lightly, and we all do know that, those of us who are who have been researching and really looking at it. But the average American does not realize that the cause of all disease is inflammation. So I think it just bears focus, just really attention.
It does. It really does. So, you know, and I like to say this a lot and people gasp, but I was actually more afraid of the doctors and chemo than I ever was of cancer, because I knew that cancer cells go through our body every day, and I understood the process of cancer. And that if the body could heal from all kinds of things, why couldn't it heal from this? It just may take me time and research. And I really looked at the statistics, and this makes people mad sometimes when I tell them this, but when you put the top 15 cancers together. After 5 years, there's only a 2.1 survival rate after chemo. And breast cancer has, it depends on who you talk to, anywhere from 2.3 to 5% success rate. That is not a very good rate. And I didn't want to break my body down. I wanted to build it up. So I did take the journey. It wasn't always easy. That first year was very dark. I was very alone, besides some very good friends here and my dog. That's all I had. And I had to work the whole time. So, but it takes time, and most people give up in 30 days because they have a test and it's not gone. Now they're afraid. And fear is really what I believe kills people, not the disease. And I have a speech called, Is It the Fear or the Disease? Because it's all about your perception. And it has been shown that when a person gets a diagnosis of cancer, they actually go into death mode. The fear is so strong that their cortisol levels go so high their adrenals literally burn out. So there's a lot of work to be done. But I'm here. It's been 4.5 years since that diagnosis, and I have no cancer, and I'm not going to ever have it again. And you heard me, everybody. I'm never going to be afflicted again.
No, you know, I love that. I love your certainty, and I love your belief in the process, the natural healing of your body. And what really struck me when we first had a conversation was when you said, "That's what you just decided." In the face of that diagnosis, that you are not going to go fear, you are not going to give in to it, and that you are going to be well again, and you are going to find the way. And you had so much belief and determination. And not to say that belief and determination alone are going to cure you of anything, but you have to start with that, and that leads you in the paths, like you did, to finding those real-life things that you do or take or apply or whatever that helped you along the way. So I just so honor that.
Well, thank you, and I keep learning every day. I just got back from Florida. I had to help my parents out and find a home for my father who has Alzheimer's. And the healing that I got by just being with my parents and helping them out and being strong and forgiving everything that was ever between us and having this amazing relationship with this man who would have moments of remembering me was so healing. And I truly believe that breast cancer and a lot of cancers are very spiritual diseases that come from a lot of trauma from our past that we don't deal with. And women love to stuff things in. We're the healers and the nurturers, right?
Right.
We tend to take care of everybody and forget to take care of ourselves.
Right. Absolutely. You know, when somebody gets dealt with a diagnosis like that, there's usually a lot of pressure from loved ones to just go the conventional route. There's this deep belief in the fact that that's the best way to go and that's going to give you the best chances of survival. But what you just shared with us was that that's not necessarily true if you really dig in and look at the statistics. But what I want to know, what I'm curious about is what was the reaction of the people around you and how did you deal with that?
Well, I had lots of different reactions, mostly really good. A lot of people were like, oh, it's about time. You know, it's almost like people knew that what they were hearing wasn't the truth, but they didn't really know anybody who'd ever decided to go up against the conventional way, and so they were real excited. There were people that were very angry at me. I mean, very angry, because they were so afraid that they tried to put their fear on me. I had people do terrible things and say terrible things to me. And then when it was all over, I had a lot of people tell me, we thought you were crazy, but now, wow, we're looking at things differently. I lost clients because I think some clients thought, wow, I think she's probably going to die. We're going to have to find another esthetician anyway. We might as well leave now because we don't want to be around her. And then as I was going this route, people started to see, you have to understand, I gained a lot of weight for years, and I had never been that heavy in my life because my estrogens were so off. And when I look back, I know I had been sick for many, many years. So all of a sudden, I was getting my inflammation down. I was getting alkalized. So now these people were going, wow, you're looking so good. Your eyes are so bright. You're losing weight, your hair, everything. Why do you still have your hair? And I go, because cancer doesn't cause you to lose your hair. Chemo does. We assume people know these things and people don't. And I still get asked, are you going to always eat like this? Do you always want to be healthy? I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
So it's very, very interesting. And yes, I did lose friends, but I gained friends. People don't, it's very, they put their fear on you. And in my book, I write about how important it is to get away from anybody who has fear that has to do with you, because then you have to take, then you can take on their fear. And women, we tend to be very empathetic and sympathetic, and we will try to calm them down. And I write about that in my first chapter with a man who was at my house and had lost his wife to chemo. And here I was, it's the first day of my diagnosis, and I'm trying to nurture him.
Wow. You know, I love what you just said, and I don't know if everybody picked that up, who lost his wife to chemo. Most people say they lost their wife, they lost their mother, whatever, to cancer.
Right. I believe that most people die, and there's a statistic out there, I think it's 33% of people die in 30 days of chemo just from being so sick they lose their will to live.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really sad. You
it
know,
is
it is. But there is, as we know, there is a cure. It's called prevention.
I love that. You know, the cure for all disease is prevention. It really is. And I love, I want you to, there's two things I really want to know. I want to know, number one, how did you keep up your attitude in the face of being surrounded by all the fear and the, you know, everybody's trying to get you to be fearful, like, because that's like the way you're supposed to be, right? You're supposed to be scared because you've got this diagnosis. And how do you know you really are cured? People ask that, I'm sure, of you all the time. How do you know you're really cured? And what are you doing to keep yourself that way, to keep it from going, you know, coming back?
Well, you know, there's all kinds of tests you can take. So, but I'm not a big test taker. I've taken tests now for 4 years. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm not going to live this life of always wondering what that test is going to say. So I'm just keeping my body in a state that doesn't get sick. And excuse me for 1 second. And for me, I had some wonderful relatives that would call me, friends from all over, and friends here that really were loving and caring. And you just and I couldn't believe the help they gave me. But because of my belief system and my faith, I sometimes would be on my knees and on my face, and I would have to pray for help. So for me, it was my faith that would lift me up, and I would stand on the word, and that worked for me. And it really did bring me a lot of joy, because I had to, you know, you have to find what you believe, and you have to hold on to that belief. You can't be flighty. You can't say, I believe today I'll be healed. Oh, tomorrow, no, may not be healed. You have to stick to them. You really do.
Yeah.
You can't be wishy-washy, and we're not perfect. And I wasn't perfect every day. That is a real fallacy, and people put a lot of pressure to be perfect, and that's stress.
That's
so,
stress.
You know, you get to a point, though, where when you say, how do I know I'm not going to get this? Well, I know what causes disease, and I do. I really like to live a life, and it's not always easy because there's a lot of stress out there, and you have to give yourself alone time, private time. You have to forgive people. So I'm living a life that is the majority of the time in an alkaline state, in a forgiveness state, and really, you know, just really every day making it my chore, or not a chore, because it is a blessing, and it is fun. It's my homework to keep my immune system strong.
Okay.
And I know what caused cancer, so I know how to keep it from coming back.
Well, would you mind elaborating on that for people? So what is it that caused cancer, and what are some of the specific things that you have done and are doing to get rid of it and keep it away?
Okay, so what we have found is that, you know, number one, 98% of disease comes from thought. People think that's just sitting around and thinking, oh, I'm going to get something. Yes, if you believe that it's genetic, I guarantee you will activate that gene.
Yep.
So stress is the number one cause of disease, because what does stress do? It gives us bad thoughts, it causes us to eat wrong, not sleep good, and it breaks down the immune system and it puts us in an acidic state. So every day, there are times when I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do today? What, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, I had to fly an emergency to Florida. And instead of looking like at that as an inconvenience, I looked at it as a blessing that I could help my family. So we have to kind of switch our mind. Second of all, that's the most important thing. And believe me, we need to walk in love. A lot of people are walking in fear every day, and fear is not from God. We have to get rid of that emotion as much as we can. Fear is there to protect us for a minute, not to live in.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. And you know, I love vegetables. I mean, I love them. I mean, I have, thank God, since I was a little girl. So, I eat as much raw food and healthy food and, of course, organic, non-GMO. And I love I do a green juice every day, sometimes a green juice and a green smoothie. Sometimes, you know, I really try to stay in an alkaline state. I do test myself. Now when I travel, I give myself a break, because if I'm eating with other people, I make the best choices. This time I made food for my family, so everybody ate what I wanted to eat. And they loved it. They're all big fans now of chia pudding. Everybody. So my sister ran out and got some chia seeds. Sorry, the mold today is making me very raspy. Are there any men out there? No. So you know, it's very, very important. And exercise. We have to move our bodies. I think the statistic is just 30 minutes of exercise a day can lower your breast cancer rate by 75%.
That's huge. That's
huge. And it doesn't have to be stressful exercise either. Walking. You can run. I mean, if that's what your body likes. See what your body likes to do. Yoga, T-tap, weightlift, whatever it is, and mix it up. Make it fun. So I really try to stay in that state. And I like to sleep. I'm a sleeper. So I've made myself, it's very important for me that I go to bed at a certain time. As often as I can, and I sleep good. And, and of course, supplements, lots of green drink, anti-inflammatory supplements. I love quercetin, turmeric, beta-glucan. I like to take beta-glucan with my quercetin so it actually absorbs better. And by the way, I am coming out with a supplement called the Bodacious Tata supplement, which will be a breast nutrient support, and it's going to be amazing. I'm working with a friend who I worked with in the 80s and 90s with supplements that I carried in my spa, and they're going to be absolutely amazing. And it's just going to be one, but it's going to be in a canister with packets, so everything is in one packet that you take that day.
Nice.
That's very important. Yes, I'm excited. You know, this has been an amazing journey.
So the stuff you've shared, you know, the diet and all the stuff, awesome. I want to hear, what was the most bizarre cancer, you know, treatment? Because I know you said you went around and you experimented and you did some stuff that was really weird. You did some stuff that was, you just tried a lot of different things. What was the most bizarre thing, and what do you think was, if you had to choose like a handful of the three most effective things, what were they?
Well, I think that there was a lot of there was more good than bad, but some things are really funny. Because what I find as humans, a lot of people want to be the healer. Like they want to say, I touched her and I healed her. Or, you know, I put, like this one woman kept putting a crystal over my breast and swore that it would come out. You know, somebody told me to drink my urine. I don't know if that's for real, but I cannot drink my own urine. There's no way. And I know some people, I would have thrown that up. So there was all kinds of funny things. There were people, I mean, I'd be in rooms of people and everybody would be doing these chants and these weird things. And And for me, they were not very comfortable, but I let everybody do anything to me. And then everybody would say, if you take this, this will cure cancer. Well, the problem is, it isn't one thing. But
that's
everybody
right.
wanted you to say, if you do the maple syrup and baking soda, that'll cure it. Well, you know what? It is an amazing thing to do because of how it chemically works in the body, but it's not for everybody. You know, there are amazing things out there, but there's not one thing. You have to do it all. So, you know, it was pretty amazing and funny. Some of the stuff was really funny. And I did meet some amazing people on this journey. So I can't say it was just one, but I did think it, and a lot of people wanted me to do the black salve, but I had a problem with that because I worked over people. Now, I know that does work, but I was working over people, and when you do that, the smell is so bad that nobody could have stayed on my facial table. And I also didn't want a deformed breast afterwards. I didn't want that big scar. So I thought, for me, it was easier to just let it dissolve.
Wow. And how long before you started to feel it and see it dissolve?
Honestly, it took about a year.
About a year.
It was very hard and very painful. And I didn't tell a lot of people what pain I was in. Only a few people knew because I didn't want them to be afraid. I couldn't lay on my side or my stomach in my own bed. In yoga, I was in a lot of pain if we were on our stomachs, but I would just kind of roll to the left a little. And it started to soften up, but it took about a year for it to really not be painful anymore. So, but, you know, you have to understand, when you... A tumor the size of a nickel, that's been building for 10 years. Can you imagine a 9-centimeter tumor built, how long my body was breaking down? And
now, for those of us
who
are really dumb when it comes to centimeters and millimeters and stuff, how does that equate to inches or like, is it a grapefruit size, an orange size?
It's like four inches.
4 inches. That's a huge tumor.
Yeah. It was, because I don't do anything, Rita Marie, you know, I don't do anything small. I mean, you know, it's like if I'm going to do this and have a great testimony, of course it had to be big.
And again, so if people have a sense of, like, would you see it? Did you feel it coming and you were ignoring it? Did you, like, notice that it was there, or is it just suddenly there?
Well, what I noticed, it was there for a long time, but it just, when I moved to Austin with all the molds and I got so ill, I didn't know what was wrong with me because I'd never had allergies that put me down for 3 months. I mean, I ended up in the emergency room and they kept saying, it's just allergies, but you know, fungus and cancer are very related.
Yes.
So it just perpetuated the growth of the tumor. Now it grew fast, very fast. And I didn't know what I knew now, but because it went into my lungs, all the mucus, I took some antibiotics. That really, the tumor just, it exploded. So then it was there for about 6 to 8 months before I had it. I went in. I mean, I knew it was there. I wasn't really in denial. I just wasn't ready yet before I went and had my test. And my mammogram, and you know, the panic was unbelievable. You know, I mean, the medical field puts you into a fear. They're so afraid.
Yeah.
I think they're afraid of, you know, they know what's coming down the road.
Well, they're afraid
for you.
Because they don't really have for you a really positive, like, here, you just do this, it's going to get better, right? If you go in there with a broken arm, no medical doctor is going to be afraid because they know here's what we do and here's what the success rate is. It's almost 100%. So there's no fear about that, right? But the fear is in the unknowing.
Yes, and I do want people to know, I love doctors. They're great. But I just found when it comes to disease, I would rather go to a naturopath. That's my choice.
Right.
If I broke my arm, I would go to a conventional doctor. If I had trauma, I would go to a conventional doctor. So I don't have a beef against doctors at all.
And I just want to make sure that everybody that's listening is aware. We're presenting information on these shows, and this show in particular, we're presenting information from our experience, right? We're talking, Venus is sharing from her experience, and your experience may be totally different. And so we encourage you to get proper counsel if confronted with a disease, a diagnosis, and then make choices from an educated and informed place.
Exactly, because we're not here to tell people what to do. I'm just
right.
telling my story, and I hope that my story inspires people not to be so afraid and not to
right.
walk around this world afraid that somebody, you know, like my father's neighbor said, oh, my gosh, your father has Alzheimer's. You better get gene tested. You might have it. And I looked at her. I said, no. I know why he got Alzheimer's. It has nothing to do with his genes. And I said, don't say things over me like that. You know,
yeah.
The gene thing
is interesting right now, right? Because recently in the news, there was the whole thing with Angelina Jolie, who found out that she had the breast cancer risk factor gene, the BRCA gene, and that she decided, heck, I'm not going to wait to get cancer. I'm just going to cut off my breasts, which to me is the outcome that most women are saying, that's the outcome I want to avoid. What can we do to save my breasts? She did it in case she got cancer. And she did it from a place of not knowing. Of course, there are genes that will predispose us to weaknesses in certain parts of our body. But
exactly.
she did it without knowledge that there's more to it than genes. The genes are just a small part of it. And like you said earlier, you can express the gene or not. And thoughts and lifestyle and exposures and good food and all these things, bringing up your body and strengthening your body, can cause that gene not to express.
Right, because it takes two or more factors for a gene to express itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it's not just the gene, but she's also now going to have her ovaries taken out.
Right. And I wonder if they discover that same gene predisposes to brain cancer, if she'll go that route as well.
Well,
I mean,
that sounds
ludicrous, right?
I think that already happened to her. No.
Yeah, maybe. But the point is, right, we can't just keep cutting parts of our body off so it doesn't get cancer. We'll be left without body parts. What's the point?
Well, if you told a man you have a gene for penis cancer, I guarantee you they're not going to go cut their penis off.
No, unlikely.
Huh?
Unlikely.
Men don't tend to do it as like women. They don't tend to run to the doctor and do drastic things like women do. We tend to do it, you know, a lot more. But, you know, again, it's everybody's choice. And if she's going to do all this, I hope that she's living a very clean and stressless life and understanding that, you know, cancer runs through our whole bodies. And I hear amazing stories every day of people who turned down cancer or had chemo. You have to turn down cancer, too. But and how they, I have a young girl who's 10 years old, and they decided a year ago to stop these treatments, and they just changed her whole diet, and the doctors are like, wow, you know, it's there. But the tumor, there's no more tumor markers, and she's like a normal child, and there's no outward signs.
Right, that's awesome. You know, because that's what we had Thomas Lodi, who's an integrative oncologist. We spoke on the show last, and he said was that if you can get if the cancer, you might be able to live with your cancer. Like if the cancer is contained in your lifestyle, you may not actually get rid of the whole tumor or whatever, but if it's not causing any harm, why put in interventions that are going to cause more harm than good? So we're really close to the end. I just wanted, if you could just say a quick word, do you think mammograms are the answer for people, like go get mammograms to get early detection?
Well, I think the problem with what they've done with mammograms, and they did it to me and I bought into it, was that at 30, you know, you're supposed to have them once a year. If there's anybody on your mother's side who ever had breast cancer, they've proven that mammograms caused breast cancer to go up 238%, and it wasn't because it was early detection. It was because it's so high in radiation. You're compressing the lymphatic system, and if there is a tumor, they could actually pop it and metastasize the cell. Thermography is a much better way to go because it can show things that are there that could come up in 10 years, and so you could go, ooh, I better change my life.
Better change my life now. I'm going to interrupt you right there so everybody hears and we can continue. It's your website.
Oh, www.venusdemarco.org.
Great.
You can even, yeah, or venusdemarco.com. If you forget org, just put .com, it'll come up.
Great, great. And we can, I didn't want to interrupt you there. We can continue past the end of the live show. People that are on there, I wanted to make sure they had access to your website. Also wanted to find out, are you still giving away a free chapter of your book if they go there and sign up?
I am. If you sign up for my newsletter, I'm giving a free chapter away with download. But we're also, if you liked me on my Facebook page, which has the Prevention Warrior logo on it, so it's Venus DeMarco, we're also going to start a really fun contest next week that some of you might be interested in, and you can win some really good things. So I would, and one of the ways to win that contest is to be signed up on my newsletter.
Okay. So they sign up on your newsletter, and then you'll give them information on how they find your page on Facebook?
They just click right there on my website. You can connect to my page.
Right. Great. Fantastic. So in closing, what could we share with people that will inspire them to take to heart your comment, prevention is the best cure, and to motivate people?
Well, no matter what, everybody, whenever I consult with people, the one thing they always say is, I'm not under stress. Well, most people are under a lot of stress, and they've learned to live with stress because these bodies are survival mechanisms. So we really have to look at what is it that's caused any long-term trauma? What is it that you're not doing to rest? People need to stop during the day and just give themselves 15 minutes, even 90 seconds, just to breathe. But we have to change our lifestyles, and the world we live in is very polluted and very contaminated. So make the best choices that, you know, buy organic, eat an 80% raw diet if you can. And not if you can, just do it. And really watch where you buy your foods. Look for the non-GMO labels. GMOs are one of the reasons cancer is an epidemic. And by the way, what I found out lived at the Villages in Florida is that now Alzheimer's is an epidemic. And everyone I talk to in the home said it's because that generation, that 60 and above, eats so many processed and microwave foods.
And there are things. So if you get, you said something before about not wanting to know if you have the cancer gene or not by any, but knowing is sometimes good because then you can take take precautions and be more careful. And then it says, oh, maybe I really do need to do that diet stuff because I have the genetic tendency.
And I think that's good too, but I like the other gene test that you talk about better that shows where you're lacking in nutrition. And the reason why most people, when they're told they have a gene, they can start to activate that gene.
Yes.
If they
yes.
believe it. So if you are not a strong mind and strong faith, do not find out what cancer gene you have. Instead, find out where your body is lacking in nutrition and just understand that we can really study and read my book and really understand how we can prevent cancer. And if you are really strong and you really want to know, great. I don't really care what kind of genes I have. I know I have the big butt Italian gene.
I think I got that one too.
I have to work on all the time. But that's, anytime I look in the mirror, I'm going, oops, I got to get that gene under control. But, but the other gene test you talk about,
nutrigenomics. Yeah.
That is an amazing test, and I think everybody should do that one. And just stay on top of it and just know how powerful our minds are and how wonderful these bodies are. They were actually made to perform perfectly. Yeah. We just messed them up.
Right. So it's get out of your own way is basically the message.
Get out of your own way.
Your inner healer wants to be in control.
Right.
Just give it the driver's seat.
That's right. That's right. So true. And
well,
it's
thank
fun
you.
To be healthy. It's fun.
It is so much fun because look at all the things you can do. If you're not healthy, you're sitting there like looking outside your window watching everybody else have fun. But if you're healthy, you can step out there, and it's a blast. It's a blast to have an unlimited bank account of energy that you can just spend as you wish. So
and it helps, yes, and it keeps you in a good mood.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And a good mood then helps to prevent disease. So it's this cycle that you get yourself into, that self-perpetuating cycle.
Oh, that's so true. That is so true.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, I appreciate you being here. I think it's been inspiring, you know, from the standpoint of activating your inner healer, cancer or no cancer, it's important to activate your inner healer. So to know that you're a success, you're a walking testament to the power of activating your inner healer. And I would highly recommend you get her book. It's light. You can tell by the title, the Healing Journey of My Bodacious Tatas. It's available on Amazon. You can go to Venus's website, which is venusdemarco.com or venusdemarco.org. Sign up for her newsletter list. Download a free chapter of her book. Go to Amazon. Buy the book. It's well worth a read. So thank you again so much. Yes, absolutely.
Real quick? I'm having a raw divorce class on Sunday. Please go to my Facebook page and you'll find the information. But we're doing 4 raw, low glycemic, cancer, and diabetic friendly desserts.
Fantastic. And that's here in Austin, Texas. Venus is here in Austin. And that's the one you're doing with Karen Osborne, right?
That's right.
Yes. So she's doing it with Karen Osborne, who's an amazing raw chef, and low glycemic, because cancer cells feed on sugar. But it doesn't mean you have to give up dessert. You can still have dessert when you learn how to pack it with nutrition and keep the sugar low. So if you are here in Austin, Texas, check it out on Facebook page. That would be awesome. Any of you guys videotaping it by any chance?
No, because I was out of town for so long, I'm a little behind. But maybe I can get somebody to do that for us.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Now you can make it available to people who couldn't make it.
So. Oh, that's a great idea. Okay.
Yep, absolutely. All right, well, have a great rest of the day. Keep up your great attitude. Thank you so much for inspiring so many people. And I just so appreciate you. Thank you for being here. VenusDemarco.com. Go download a free copy of her book. This is Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and this is the Vibrant Living Radio, Vibrant Health Solutions radio station. And you can check us out. One of the things you might want to check out is our Vital Community, www.vitalhealthcommunity.com. And what you will find there is there will soon be a video up, which is Venus and I in the kitchen teaching recipes to help you build up your nutrition in your body so that cancer cells don't want to live there anymore. So check that out, vitalhealthcommunity.com. The link is on the page, and we will soon have that up and a little recipe guide, and you'll get to see our smiling faces and our giggly laughs because we had fun doing it, sharing with you how you can get your body to be really strong and be resistant to cancer. So thank you so much, and we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.